After the all-clear had sounded and Sitkins returned home from higher ground, resident John Straley, an author and the former Alaska Writer Laureate, took his words to Facebook.
Saturday, 2:45 a.m. When we evacuated at midnight, we took our dog, her dog food, of course. I grabbed my computer with my newest novel and revisions on it, but then I grabbed my mandolin, the old Martin guitar, a box of Wheat Thins, and 3 bottles of champagne. I had no time to think, but what did you grab?
And within minutes, his friends, also awake, also rattled, also fresh home from the evacuation centers or the hillside homes of friends... began to comment. Guitars, cameras, guns, ammo, food, pets, important documents, photos. One person said she brought her knitting bag in case it was going to be a long night. So on Monday morning, we posed Straley's question to people downtown Sitka. What did you grab in the evacuation?
I grabbed clothes for my kids and my daughter's pink bunny and both our computers and left my cell phone charger behind.
So did I, says someone nearby.
And my phone was almost dead and I couldn't call anybody.
Do either of you have emergency preparedness kits?
Mine's in storage.
She plans on fishing it out now. Here's another.
And I actually slept through the earthquake, but when it was time to evacuate, everyone came to my house, so I woke up to half the town being right outside my house.
If you had to evacuate, what would you take with you? Do you have a kit?
I do not have a kit with me. That would probably be a good idea, but I would probably take a dog, and I'm not quite sure. I'm not ready for a tsunami.
Make no mistake about it. On the macro level, the evacuation of Sitka's low-lying areas appeared to be pretty orderly. There were some traffic jams and other things, but by and large, people were calm and bided their time with friends or at the 2 school buildings opened as temporary shelters. But on the individual level, a lot of people said they felt personally unprepared. And maybe that's good.
That are more prepared for a disaster are oftentimes the people that have already experienced something where they were unprepared.
Kelly McGuirk is Disaster Services Director for the Red Cross of Alaska. She says for many in the state, it's less about whether they have the supplies and more about whether they can get at them easily.
As people that live in Alaska, a lot of us enjoy doing outdoor activities and have all the gear that we recommend people to put in their kit. The problem being that it's not all in one location. It's kind of scattered around the house or in the shed or garage.
So the Red Cross and other disaster prep experts urge people to put kits together. A kit should include water, non-perishable foods, flashlights, battery-powered radios, extra batteries for that matter, a first aid kit, phone chargers, personal documents, on and on and on. And there are special items you should consider based on your family's needs.
So if there's somebody in the family that has a specific prescription or medication that they need, make sure that you include that in the kit.
And if you're evacuating with pets, remember pet food. So back to John Straley. Now remember what he took with him.
We took our dog, her dog food, of course. I grabbed my computer with my newest novel and revisions on it, but then I grabbed my mandolin, the old Martin guitar, a box of Wheat Thins, and 3 bottles of champagne.
The dog food and the Wheat Thins would probably pass muster with the Red Cross, but Straley laughs at the rest of it.
I mean, I was very impressed with the preparedness of our whole community. I was less than impressed with my own preparedness. Although the champagne came in handy, I thought.
But in all seriousness, Friday's earthquake might be a bullet dodged, and Saturday morning's evacuation, a good lesson.
Somebody said that we got all the benefits of an emergency without any of the real sorrow of having it come true. I think that was, you know, we had to actually take it seriously and go through it, and a real drill, if you will. But it was quite a night. Everybody talking about it. Didn't get a lot of sleep that night.
Reporting in Sitka, I'm Ed Ronco.